The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Sandy Salmon of Black Hawk. The pledge will be led by Grace Blythe of Page from Clive.
So let's pray. Father, we come before you. We confess our need of you. Without you, we can do nothing, Father. We repent of our sins. We repent of our iniquities, all those things that would hinder us. And we release your Holy Spirit to be our helper for everything you've given us. We thank you that we are privileged to live in this country, in this great state, and we bless you for that, Father. We bless you for all the good gifts you've given us, especially your Son, and all so many good gifts, Father. We thank you. Grant us wisdom, courage, and strength, and peace for the work that you have for us today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Are there announcements to come before the body? But first, before announcements, we will do introduction of bills.
House Joint Resolution 9 by Wills and others, a joint resolution calling for Article 5 convention in order to propose amendments to the Constitution of the United States that impose fiscal restraints and limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, and requesting Congress to similarly propose such amendments.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House Joint Resolution 10 by Committee on State Government, a joint resolution authorizing temporary sale of merchandise at a toy benefit for Iowa children on the state Capitol complex grounds.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on a calendar.
House File 393 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to motor vehicle, including the surrender or transfer of registration plates and cards to the county treasurer, documentary fees charged to the motor vehicle dealer, and motor vehicle franchise obligations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on Ways and Means, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 394 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act related to the lease between local governments and persons using land for farming.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment and referred to the Committee on Agriculture.
House File 395 by Kerr, a bill for an act relating to the determination of actual value of certain agricultural property based on the productivity and net earnings capacity.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Agriculture.
House File 396 by Shipley, a bill for an act prohibiting certain advertising of prescription drugs in state and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 397 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act requiring the inspection of private wells servicing a building upon transfer of ownership of the building.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 398 by Shipley, a bill for an act establishing an education scholarship account program for pupils attending a non-public school or receiving private instruction, establishing an education scholarship fund, providing for an income tax exemption, making appropriations, providing penalties, including applicability provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 399 by Gobble, a bill for an act providing for the statewide course numbering system for post-secondary and concurrent enrollment courses for the statewide course numbering system fund.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 400 by Gobble, a bill for an act relating to rules adopted by the Board of Educational Examiners establishing standards for substitute teacher authorizations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 401 by Winkler and others, a bill for an act relating to school district funding by modifying provisions relating to the permissible grounds for and amounts of supplemental aid and modifying supplemental amounts and including effective date and applicability provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 402 by Bergen, a bill for an act related to direct work care, including the expansion of the direct work care registry.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 403 by Shipley, a bill for an act creating a Living Infant Fairness and Equality Act and providing for licensee discipline and civil and criminal penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 404 by Shipley, a bill for an act relating to the practice of alternative and complementary medicine and including applicability for.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 405 by Shipley, a bill for an act relating to unfair practices involving access to areas by public accommodation designed for persons with one biological sex.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 406 by Jenry, a bill for an act relating to the method of take allowed during the non-residential antlerless deer holiday season.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 407 by Fisher, a bill for an act relating to the 911 emergency telephone service, including how funds deposited in a 911 service may be used and costs associated with providing 911 services and access to next generation 911 network.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 408 by Fisher, a bill for an act relating to the approval of organizations that may certify persons to offer handgun safety training courses.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to Committee on Public Safety.
House File 409 by Wheeler, a bill for an act eliminating the Iowa Youth Advisory Council.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 410 by Breckenridge and Thorpe, a bill for an act related to the period within a proceeding for workers' compensation benefits must be commenced and offset against retirement allowances for workers' compensation benefit in certain circumstances under the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 411 by Gobble, a bill for an act relating to bicycles, including motor vehicles, overtaking and passing bicycles, lamps required for bicycles and bicycle riders, and clothing required for certain bicycle riders, providing penalties and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 412 by Bush, a bill for an act relating to certain bonds issued for urban renewal purposes.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 413 by Andrews, a bill for an act relating to the consent to a hysterectomy.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 414 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the child sexual abuse and sexual assault awareness and prevention.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on calendar.
House File 415 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act requiring school districts and certain accredited non-public schools to offer the Pledge of Allegiance and to display the United States flag in the classroom during the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on the calendar.
House File 416 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the support of children, including support relatives in the child's completion of the high school graduation or equivalency requirements.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on calendar.
House File 417 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act concerning benefits related to the member of the municipal, fire, and police retirement systems and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on calendar.
House File 418 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to property tax levies, exemptions, classifications, assessment limitations, and administrations, and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment, placed on Ways and Means calendar.
House File 419 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act allowing counties to collect fees for the issuance and renewal of driver's license and non-operator identification cards to persons who reside outside the county.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment and placed on the Ways and Means calendar.
House File 420 by Andrews, a bill for an act encouraging school districts and accredited non-public schools to incorporate into their curricula elements or standards concerning or characteristics of American culture.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 421 by Andrews, a bill for an act creating a civil act relating to harassment by the reporting of false information to the law enforcement authorities.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 422 by Andrews, a bill for an act relating to the access of an employee restroom facility in retail establishments for individuals with eligible medical conditions and providing civil penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment, referred to Committee on Labor.
House File 423 by Poston, a bill for an act excluding from the state corporate income tax certain income of public utilities furnishing waters to the public or furnishing sanitary sewage or water stormwater drain disposal to the public, including effective date and applicability provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 424 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the forfeiture of bail.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House Bill 425 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the sexual abuse in the second degree and sexual abuse in the third degree.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House Bill 426 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to crime victims, including the collection of evidence in a sexual abuse case and the establishment of an automatic tracking system involving sexual abuse evidence collection kits.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 472 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the Iowa Drug Policy Coordinator and the Iowa Drug Policy Advisory Council.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 428 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the National Guard of the State concerning the Armory Board licenses, leases, persons subject to the Military Code of Justice, Criminal Justice Reporting, and Scholarships of Loan Payment Programs.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 429 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to matters under the purview of the Iowa Lottery Authority and providing criminal penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 430 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the public safety, including prohibited acts of full controlled access facilities and disorderly conduct and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on calendar.
House File 431 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the provision of audio-only telehealth or telemedicine by healthcare professionals.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on counter.
House File 432 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to authorized access to certain confidential records by employees of the Department of Correction and Judicial District Department of Correctional Services and the Board of Parole.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on counter.
House File 433 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the court reporters, including the reporting of adoption hearings and uncertified shorthand reporter appointments.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on counter. Are there announcements to come before the body? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Democrats will caucus this afternoon at 4 p.m. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the attention of the body, the intent is to come back into debate as soon as the Democrat caucus is concluded this afternoon, and we will take up a few pieces of floor action that are on the blue calendar. At this time, Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus in the law library, and if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until 4 p.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye. All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.